Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. My co-host, Lucky Pires, joins me in greeting all of you this morning. Right, as stated by me yesterday, Usman Khawaja, the Australian middle order batter, who actually opened batting in his career at top of the order, has now decided to call it quits. There's been a lot of controversy. He's been talking to the media. And I guess he's entitled to his opinions. He regrets the way that he was treated by some of the teammates. But then that's not for us to go and dig into. But all that I'm saying is that we wish him all the very best in his future endeavours as he plays the final test of his cricketing career tomorrow at the SCG, which is actually a spinning track. And we wish him all the very best. And just to state that he was born in Pakistan and his parents migrated to Australia when he was just 5 years old. So he grew up in Aussie, but at the same time, he turned out to be a fantastic cricketer for them. Natural talent, brilliant batter, though, I thought, and also a very safe fielder. Right, most of the T20 World Cup squads have been declared. We're just trying to work on a few squads. Australia have declared their squad, and South Africa, Bangladesh, and even Zimbabwe. Sri Lanka is still to declare the squad. I think they are just trying to work on the T20 squad after the Pakistan series. And there are strong possibilities, not rumors. I'm telling you it's possibility that Dhananjay De Silva might be in the fold. Because remember, one of the problems that Sri Lanka has been having is the 7-4 combination instead of the 6-5 combination. 7-4 combination means 7 batters and 4 bowlers. So the 5th bowler is a part-timer. But what the selectors have very rightly considered is to play Dhananjay De Silva because he is not only a good batter but also a decent off-spinner. So the 5th bowler concept is sorted out, which means he can bowl 4 overs competitively because the World Cup is very, very competitive. I know Sri Lanka is co-hosting it with India, but the current modern-day cricket is very different to that of what used to happen before because there is so much of a digital format where you can study the opposition. We'll come to all that and more when we get to World Cup T20. Scheduled for February, but before that, Sri Lanka does have an obligation with Pakistan and England, who will be touring our motherland shortly. Right, also, we are going to keep our eyes opened on the Sri Lanka under-19 players who are now in Namibia, because the 50-over World Cup will be played in Zimbabwe and Namibia. Apart from the teams taking part, it's good to see teams like Japan and even the Irish in pursuit for this particular version of cricket. It's nice to see that the ICC is spreading the gospel of cricket, in all honesty, to all parts of the world. But tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the morning, you can switch on and watch the SCG test, the 5th and the final test between England and Australia. Eyes will be open. Mind you, the media will be just checking to see as to how Usman Khawaja will fare. So a few interesting news. I'll try to get all the squads for you shortly on our podcast. I'm going to have a chat with my co-host, Lakit Pires, on that. And we'll try to get you that. And we also, as promised, will very soon give you the latest pictures of our new developed stadium, which is the SSE. Actually, I wouldn't say new developed stadium. A stadium that has been refurbished to play day and night cricket. That's the correct wording I reckon I could use. Thank you for being in our company. Look forward to your company again tomorrow. In the meantime, spin your record for your listening pleasure.